Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. My name is Martha Reddick and I am your host. And this week we're going to be talking about Legos. And to do that, I have my
Lego expert.
Lego expert, my fiance and co-producer, Logan Nielsen. Hi, Logan.
Hi. I do not work for Lego. I do not represent Lego. I am not a childcare specialist nor child development specialist. I'm just an adult man who enjoys playing with Legos.
With his adult woman fiance.
Yep. Yeah, this is a little bit revealing of our personal lives, but we, for the last couple years, we've enjoyed buying little Lego play sets and building them together.
It's a very relaxing thing.
It is. I was thinking about why we do it so much. One, just because when it first started, it was me saying, like, wouldn't it be fun to get Legos again? Because, you know, you don't have toys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And then it started being we liked getting them to relax. Like, when you're a kid, building the sets I remember it being challenging and exciting.
Yes.
Seeing it come together. And now, as an adult, it is just like, I think because you're doing something that requires a finesse, that requires, you know, a steady hand, if you will.
Fine motor skills.
Yeah, but you have directions telling you exactly how to do it. So it's,
yes. You know, and it's also revealing of our personalities for how we choose to build Legos. For example, I put all the pieces into, I color coordinate them, separate them into colors so that I can easily find them. And yeah. Logan's more of like a spread them all out and just find each piece.
I don't even spread them out. I just pour it into a pile. I open the bag into a pile. And because that's part of the fun is looking for the piece you need.
Exactly.
And but I don't like doing that a lot. Like if there's like a, you know, when you're in a spot, like one of the bigger pieces we did, Martha was kind enough last year to get me the Millennium Falcon for my birthday, like the full-sized one, the expensive one.
Nailed it, guys.
It was great. But there's a lot of parts where you need a bunch of the same little piece. And so that can get annoying when you're trying to find like seven little pieces. I couldn't imagine doing all of that up top.
Right.
And that's totally your personality.
Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I did that for him.
By the time I would... Yeah, thankfully you were helping me on it. But if I think for me, if I built Legos the way you'd built Legos, by the time I would have them all separated and color-coded, I wouldn't want to build it anymore.
But for me, it's just... That's when the most fun part is over. That's not true. I really like putting them together, too. But anyway...
Do you color-code your M&Ms?
Mm-hmm.
Do you split? You're one of those people?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also, when I used to get Halloween candy, I would break it into categories and count each category and sometimes chart it. So,
really?
I like to know like what was popular that year. I like to know the trends.
You're like a little Leslie Knope.
Yes. Yes, that is true. But anyway, for children.
Right, kids play with Legos, right?
Kids play with Legos.
And I forget this sometimes.
Since this is a nanny resource podcast, I want to give you guys some things.
Should be geared towards children. I get it. No, I get what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. I get what you're going for.
Mm-hmm. So for children, Legos are actually, there are lots of articles written about how great of a toy they are for kids.
Yeah.
Because they can be arranged in a million different ways. That means that children are practicing their creativity. They're also practicing thinking in three dimensions.
Yeah.
Which they don't get to do all that often.
Well, and it's the only toy that both nurtures creativity, like for just, hey, you can just build Legos however you want them, but also has instructions you can follow to help your kind of critical thinking.
Yes.
Because how Lego instructions are done, too, they're only done with pictures. They don't, they're not done with words at all.
So you don't have to be able to read to play with these toys.
But it also makes you have to decipher the symbols, right? Because it shows you just like, here's the pieces you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next picture usually shows one piece being put down with like an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones, you have to just look at the picture and see where they were added.
So it's like, what is different about this picture from
exactly.
the last picture?
And you have to do that every single page. With every new frame, you have to find out what got added, what mm-hmm. is new to this, and usually it shows you what pieces you'll need. But so it's probably the only toy that does both of those things, that helps that critical thinking side of building and following instructions,
right?
Very specific, different type of instructions than just being told what to do.
Yes.
But then also, like I told my nephew Mickey, we were playing with them, and he goes, what do I do when they're built? And I'm just like, well, you can hang on to them for a while and then break them and build whatever you want.
Right. Exactly. And it also, because you have to follow those specific instructions, when you make a mistake, it's not an adult telling you, like, oh, you did it wrong. It's three steps later, oh, I didn't put on this piece in the right place,
and now
it's affecting this step, so I have to go back.
Yeah, you usually know pretty early on if you screwed up, and it's usually either a piece is just one circle over,
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, you have one that's, you know, one circle longer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The rectangle's a little bit longer than you needed, and it's like, oh, yeah, you don't find out at the end.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I screwed this whole thing up.
But there's also no shame in having to go back, because I feel like a lot of times, especially in school and things like that, it's like when you make a mistake as a kid, it's somewhat scary, because it's like, oh, I don't even know how I made that mistake, but I'm being told I did it wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas with Lego, no one's telling you made the mistake. You're figuring out that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then it's very easy to fix.
Yeah. And
it's part of the fun to fix
it. Well, and part of Legos are them being dismantled, too.
Yes.
So if you have to take the thing apart to go fix it, you're not playing. You can never play with Legos wrong.
Yes, and I think that is a very good thing about this toy in particular.
Yeah,
and
like there's a right way they have to go together,
mm-hmm.
just to stay together,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're building. Like so, it's a toy that has a very like, you have to use it this way,
right?
But it, context wise, you can use it in any form of creativity or whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
So it's a great combo of those two things. Again, I am not a child development specialist.
But it also helps because, like you were saying, when you told your nephew about you can just break it apart and then build whatever you want, it also encourages that mistakes aren't end-all be-alls. If you make a mistake, if the toy gets broken, then like some wrestling gets out of hand and your Legos get smashed.
Right.
I have found that the kids now will pair it back to me because I've said it so many times. What's the great thing about Legos? We can rebuild and there's no tears over.
Yeah.
Oh no, it got broken, because that's the point of them.
Well, and I made it a point to say to him, because I got him some Star Wars Legos for Christmas because that's what he wanted. And I was like, I'm on this because I've tested out most of the Star Wars Legos.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to get him the good ones. But we built it. We had did Christmas at my parents' place. So he still had to go home from there. So that's why I made a point to tell him, too, like, these might break on the way home,
because
mm-hmm,
it's okay.
They were two smaller ones. They were going to get put into a box with all of his other toys. And so I was just like, if they break, just like, you got the instructions here. You have all the pieces, you know,
right.
and they were smaller ones, too. So there wouldn't have been that many.
Right.
Anyway. But that's part two. I was just saying, like, it might break. It might break right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. You can choose to rebuild this one the exact way it is, or you can toss this within all in with all your other Legos and build whatever you want.
Yeah. And he was fun to build with too, because he wanted to do it with me, mm-hmm. Which I appreciated. I actually did like showing the instructions and putting the pieces together, because there was a lot of small pieces, but he was finding the pieces, and he got to the point to where he started to learn how the instructions worked.
Right.
And he started to have, especially one of the ones we were building was like a little X-Wing, which mm-hmm. if you're not familiar with Star Wars, X-Wing is the thing that Luke flies when they blow up the Death Star. But
it looks like an X.
But it's a four-winged
yeah.
thing. So you have to build four wings. So it's four times of getting the same pieces.
Right.
After the second time of doing it, he started getting all the pieces ready ahead of time.
Right.
Because we had to go back and build it again. And you have to build, you know, two one way and two the other way because they're flip-flopped.
Yes.
But so that was, I really liked seeing that. He had the pieces ready to go, knowing, like, these are all the pieces we need for an X-Wing wing.
Yeah. And that repetition is a really great teaching tool.
Yeah, because he was on point with those. By the last wing, he pretty much almost had them all together on his own.
Which is awesome. That's so fun to watch.
Yeah, he needs some help putting them together. But, you know, he started having it all together, and he started being able to guess. Then we build another piece after that, another little TIE fighter. And he started being able to guess, like, what pieces are going to be used for what, because we just built a little spaceship.
Right.
Because I remember we started building. We got, like, the base done. And he just goes, he's like, that must be the seat where the guy's going to sit. And then we're going to build around it. And he was right.
Yes.
So he started just to recognize how those little things are put together. Just
and that thinking ahead is also a very important skill.
Yeah.
Predictive thinking. That will come in handy when he learns to read, is what's going to happen next in the story.
Well, and that kid's already a reader.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah. He's a reader. He's a movie watcher.
Yeah. He's familiar with story structure already.
He's a smart kid.
It also, Legos also promote fine motor skills.
Yeah.
There's so many different sizes of pieces. And so picking them up is really good for developing literally the muscles in kids' hands of how to pick it up, how to put it together. And it also is how much pressure you have to put per piece and on what structure.
Yeah.
Is important,
and it keeps my chubby fingers nimble too.
Yeah,
those square ones are such a pain.
They are,
and especially if you put them on, they're a little cockeyed, and then you got to like try to like turn it a little bit. And I have meaty hands.
And learning how much pressure is needed per thing will translate in the future to pencil pressure. How much pencil pressure to put down.
That's fair.
For different writing styles and also different what you're writing on.
Yeah.
Like if you're writing on one sheet of paper, you need a different amount of pressure than if you're writing on like a notebook, which is a stack of paper. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I saw online that it pointed out, that Legos actually help kids learn about different things need different amounts of pressure.
Well, yeah. And because even with Legos, it's not uniform. Some pieces you start pushing a spot on and a piece on and it might crumble everything. Some are more solid blocks, so you can really pop it on there.
Mm-hmm. And then also breaking it apart, which most big sets come with brick breakers. If you are a nanny and your nanny family loves Legos and you don't have a brick breaker,
you gotta have it in your nanny bag. I know you did an episode about the bags.
We did not list this.
I
have regrets.
My submission would be would be that.
I agree. But they are like $3 on Amazon, and I cannot praise them enough, because so many times I've been asked. Because kids come up all the time and are like, can you break these apart? And I'm like, no, if you can't with your tiny little fingers,
yeah,
then no, I'm not going to be able to. But once you have that, it's an orange brick breaker. It'll change your life, guys.
It's like a little Lego wrench.
Yes.
It's you can pry and it hooks on. You can pop parts off.
Yes.
And pretty much any type of piece. It's really useful. I never thought I'd be on record talking about brick breakers.
But they're so great.
Right.
Another thing that Legos promote with kids is individual play. which we are going to do a whole episode on encouraging individual play, but Legos are so useful for that. The kids that I used to nanny, one was 5 and one was 3. And so when I put the 3-year-old down for nap, the 5-year-old had outgrown nap. When I put the 3-year-old down for nap, it was so convenient to say, hey, why don't you, 5-year-old, go play with Legos for a few minutes while I get your brother down for nap, and then I'll come join you. But by the time I joined him, a lot of times he had already built a really cool structure of foundation and was like, hey, I'm building this giant cabin. Can you help me? And so then we would work together, or the spaceship, or this whatever. It's so great to know that they're occupied with something that's safe and creative.
Yeah.
Instead of just plopping him in front of the TV, which is what I used to do before he got so into Legos.
Yeah.
So that is super handy, that individual play. And then also in doing research for this episode, I found a really fun game that you can play with Legos, with old Legos once they've built out of the package, they built the set that you got for them, or the parents got for them, and then
which you don't have to do.
But
I find that's the great order is build it to the instructions, and then when you feel like it, destroy it, and then use those pieces for whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of families will have that big Lego bin that all the Legos end up in.
That's what we had. Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a bunch of different sets in there. Couldn't tell you what any of them. Like, you end up forgetting what any of the sets are.
Right.
And I think we had, like, books laying around of, like, the instructions, but...
Yeah.
And it's like, there were some I found where I'm just like, oh, I could try to rebuild this, and then just looking at the daunting bucket of Legos being like, I don't want to try to find all these pieces.
Exactly. Exactly. So once they make
it... So you also learn how to prioritize.
Yes. Yes. Time management.
Time management. What do you feel like doing?
One of the things that you can do once they're in that giant bin and they're just a bunch of different is get a party tray with six individual little nooks in it, you know, for like chips and dip and things like that.
Like a relish tray.
Yeah, like a relish tray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you grab a handful of those Legos and put a handful in each one of those little divots.
Are these meant to be the color coordinated or just random?
Random pieces. And then you take a six-sided die, mm-hmm. and you each take turns rolling and picking a piece from the corresponding number, the divot that corresponds to the number, so you have to label them.
Mm.
But I forgot that step. So label them with numbers 1 through 6. And then you roll a die and you get to take a piece from that divot and you build based on that. So you see who can build the coolest thing based on these random Lego pieces. Yeah.
And I've found games like that are always good for little kids because it's a game, but it's not really a game.
Right.
it's tricking kids just into, just play.
Right.
But if I put on this like extra rule, it becomes more fun or whatever.
Yes.
On a much smaller scale, like we used to, anytime me and my older brother, I have 2 brothers, I'm the middle of 3. And anytime we'd want our younger brother, Landon, to like go get something for us, we'd always tell him, oh, we'll time ya.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, and then he'd sprint. And then he'd get back.
Oh, I do that all the time with nanny kids.
It's like once you, even though it's like, it's just a thing you didn't want to do, but I added a little rule on it.
Tom Sawyer him.
Yeah, so like the kids with Legos, like most kids like playing with Legos anyway, but if you have several kids sit down and they're like, just play it, because there's usually one kid who's trying to like put on his rule.
Right.
Of like, we're all going to build a spaceship, and like, it's a game that he's going to win.
Yes.
Usually.
Or that has happened where a kid has said, I want to build a spaceship, will you help me? And I say, sure. And then I start building, and it's like, no, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then you have to tell me your vision for the spaceship. How is it supposed to go? Whereas this, everyone's building their own thing, and so no one's creativity is being squashed.
Yeah.
But it's all fair because you're all getting one piece at a time. And watching what other people do also gives kids ideas of how they can play with Legos in the future.
Yeah.
Because if you, as the nanny, are using it in a creative way, you're modeling creative behavior for them so that when they do individually play, they have more to do with the Legos. They're learning more ways to use the Legos.
Right.
Which is great.
Now, there is a dark side to Legos.
Mm-hmm.
They're a choking hazard.
They are.
So you need to...
But the nice thing is that the Duplo, which are the larger blocks,
yeah,
they have made for smaller children. So sometimes when you have that age gap, you can say, you know, older child can play with the Legos, and then you play with the Duplo with the younger child and make sure that they're far away from each other or kind of far away.
Yeah.
And then they're learning still how to build, how to put blocks together. That interlocking system is still true in the Duplo.
Yeah, they're just big.
They're just big, so you can't swallow them.
And even Lego now has in there, they like their small packs have like kind of tiers now because they also have Lego Junior,
mm-hmm,
which the pieces are the same size.
So
but,
they're still a choking hazard.
But they stick to mainly like the larger blocks, mm-hmm, not so much the very tiny ones, which are also just harder to, you know, use,
right,
to grab and put on. But it's still they're still doing the same types of like the ones I saw were like Superman and Batman, mm-hmm, like so it's still their properties that like they're doing in the video games now, and the kind of bigger sets for the older kids, which I think is a cool thing they've done, where so they've made it those cool sets that the kids see being like, mm-hmm, I want that one, but it's just like, that's going to be too complicated for you.
That's going to take us a year.
It's just like, it's going to be too hard for a little guy, but it's like, oh, here's actually a smaller, so a little bit simpler version, and they don't look like they're just going to be easy. Like it's not right. Just like it's Superman and a wall. Like it's not that. Like
no,
it's still like some sort of little.
It's not placating younger kids.
No.
It's actually still a really cool set.
It's still a cool little set. It's just a little bit simpler. It's just instructions are a little easier to follow, and they are just called Lego Junior,
mm-hmm,
and it's the same superheroes, and I think they might even have some Star Wars ones too. Like
I'm pretty sure they do.
So they do have that too.
Which is great,
yeah.
Yes. So they kind of stair-step kids up,
yeah,
to being able to handle those big Lego sets. Which, speaking of them being a choking hazard, fun fact number one. Lego.
Yeah, Martha did some Lego research.
I did do some Lego research. And I will plug Stuff You Should Know is a wonderful podcast that...
I don't think they need help.
No, they don't need help. But if you are interested in Legos, their episode on Legos is really cool. And I would recommend it. Because I'm not going to just tell you all the facts that they told me. But I did take some facts from them, including this one. Lego and Kellogg made a gummy... Lego,
yeah,
that looked just like,
I remember when those happened,
Lego pieces, which, how dumb, what happened in that boardroom?
I don't know, because I remember
no one thought,
because I think those were around when we were in like college,
I
or
think
something.
They got discontinued in like 2008 and 2010,
they probably
remember.
Started in like 2007,
mm-hmm,
like, because I remember seeing them in college. It was grocery shopping, and I looked over and I was just like, my immediate thought,
mm-hmm,
was just, that's a terrible idea,
right?
That's a terrible idea to say, like, hey, look, these are Legos you can eat. Terrible idea.
Because, like, I could see someone in the boardroom thinking that, like, in the 1970s, where it's like the dads were in the boardroom and they never played with their kids.
But it wasn't the 70s.
But it wasn't the 70s. It was like 2000.
Because those were not around when we were kids. Like,
no.
So those were new. And I think it came from, because everything, they make a little gummy snack of everything. You know, that's,
mm-hmm,
why every
right.
Disney movie has its own, you know. The weirdest one was, I saw a Fruit Loops one. I'm just like, well, that's just Lifesaver gummies. You're just ripping those off,
that's
Fruit Loops.
Very true.
But they had those, and I forgot what I was going to say. It's early.
Okay.
I just want to, we're recording this early.
We are. But, okay, so another fun fact.
Oh, but also, sorry, I remember my other point. But it was also, this was right in the spot, too, when Lego started intersecting with everything.
Right.
So I think that was, like, them realizing, okay, that's one, we don't need to be in food.
Yep. We don't play well with everything.
Because I think there might have even been a Lego cereal. I might be making that up.
Yeah, but I don't think it looked exactly like the
blocks. I don't think so. But it's like that. But that was in that era when those were around. That was when all the video games took up, the Lego right. Star Wars games, the Lego Harry Potter games, like the when that became a big property, because mm-hmm. then that made, like, Legos was already doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, like, those, like, made them do very well, because then they had all these properties now.
Right.
And that was right in that era. Then I saw the gummy Legos. So I think what was happening in the boardroom is they just had a list of 20 things being like, yeah, let's just make all this stuff. We can't do wrong. And then they're just like, no, we actually can. There was
the line. We found it.
Because, like, they had to be ended because someone was finally like, oh, this is making kids eat Legos.
Right. Yep. Like, the choking hazard. Which, Lego actually does a bunch of tests to each Lego brick. Or not each one, but a sample from each one. And one of them is a bite test. They do a bite test on every Lego.
What does that mean?
I think it's a machine that puts down
pressure. I'd hope so. I hope they don't just have an assembly line of children being like, hey, what do you think about this?
But it puts a certain amount of pressure to make sure the brick doesn't crumble, you know?
Jeez, that wouldn't
because then that's like a super bad choking hazard.
Yeah.
Because that's shards.
And that, I mean, keep an eye on that kid then, because they're gonna be Jaws from the Bond movies.
Right.
Like, that's.
But the number of Legos that fail that test is like 0.00002.
Well, because it would have to be just, like, actually molded incorrectly.
Right.
Something would actually have to go wrong because they're hard. They're very hard. Smallest square is hard.
Like, yes. And even the really big ones are, and thin ones are, they make them, they're a great company.
Well, it's not even just that they're a great company, but it's plastic.
Yes. Like, it's, but it wasn't always.
Oh.
Originally, Lego.
I am on fire with the accidental segues today.
You are. Lego was made from wood. When they first opened the company, they made the blocks out of wood, and then the factory burnt down. and at the same time that the factory burnt down, the original designer's son took over. And so then they segued into plastic.
When would this have been?
That was in 1968.
1968?
I believe that is true.
Really?
Yes.
I was thinking
earlier.
I
did not write that name down, or that number down. So, but no, I'm pretty sure that was
1960s, though?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess plastic wasn't widely used yet, so it would have had to be around that era. But
And then it took a few more years after using plastic to get the tube system of Legos, those inner tubes. Mm. They used to just have like tiny little ridge and tiny little divots for the ridge to fit in.
Right.
But now the tubes go all the way up in the block.
Yeah, the little pegs on top of the bricks that you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep. Another fun fact is that Lego, the name, comes from leg goat and spelled G-O-T, but that means play well in Danish.
Yeah, because they're a Danish company.
They are a Danish company.
You know, and I'm Danish. Maybe that's where the connection comes from.
I'm not, though, and I love Lego,
that's
too.
That's fair.
But an accidental thing that is kind of fun is that in Latin, Lego actually means I put together.
Well, was that accidental? Or
yeah, was it
that
accidental.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, that's probably where their word comes from.
Right, the Danish word, yes.
The Danish word probably comes from Lego.
Right, because putting together well and then.
What does the Danish one mean?
Play well.
Play well. Yeah. You could see those.
Like, to put together means things play well together, kind of.
In a way.
So, I don't know. I don't know the etymology of that word.
But I was just saying most likely because, you know,
yes.
Latin's the root of
a lot of languages.
Especially all those ones in that era. Area.
Mm-hmm.
Not era.
Area.
That's just the wrong word.
Well, wonderful. Anything else?
Oh, is that it? That's the episode?
I mean, I'm going to tell a fun little story.
Oh, that's true. We got that.
But,
I mean, yeah, that's all I have to say. You email in. I can recommend my favorite sets.
That's true. Please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com because Logan and I actually do know a lot. And I will also say another way that you can use Legos in your nanny life is it's weirdly relaxing to build Legos without a child around for a nanny, because you do it so often with a child around.
And playing then, by their rules.
And you're playing by their rules because you're teaching them and working right. with them. But to come home after a long, hard day of nannying, sometimes when we have a set of Legos to build after, and it just, it relaxes me in a way that no other toy or activity really does.
Yeah, and it's it may seem silly to some people that mm-hmm. that we do this, you know, well, everyone has their nerdy thing.
And I would say don't knock it until you try it.
No, it's and honestly, and this is for the nannies, those of you adults, mm-hmm. at some point in your adult life, buy yourself one of those big sets you always wanted when you were a kid and you can never get. And like, for me, growing up, some kids probably got them, but growing up, we couldn't afford that. There were three of us, you know, we couldn't, each of us couldn't get one of the $50 to $70 sets, you know,
right.
of Legos. And I remember always looking at the bottom shelf ones, the big sets. And I remember being a kid looking at those and being like, I think that's why I do it now. Cause I remember being a kid being like, someday mm-hmm. I'm just going to get these.
Yep.
Like that was like, I told myself.
And it's one of those things that you thought when you were a kid, like, I'm going to stay up late and I'm going to eat pizza for breakfast and I'm going to do all these fun things when I get to be old. And actually following through on that dream is worth it. I would recommend it.
Yeah, the other ones, I was, as a kid, I was just like, no, I'm going to have a morning job and I'm going to have coffee. No, I'm kidding. but I just always wanted to do that. And trust me, as an adult, it's satisfying, one, to just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
To walk out with that box, just with the large, like with a big one being like, yeah, I bought a big Lego box. I did it. Mm-hmm. I did it, world.
Like I saved for this.
Like I did, like you immediately have. I'm sure the satisfaction you had from buying the Millennium Falcon.
It was great.
If I had been there for that,
I know. I'm sorry because I was debating surprise. This is not. We don't need to.
That's
talk.
Okay though. But you surprised me with it, which was also very thrilling. Of being like, you got me the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had been there, I'm sure I would have just wet myself. But it's very exciting, and then it's exciting to put it together. And mm-hmm. the Falcon, it took us a while because we got into it and then our dog got sick.
Yes.
Like we talked about. And so it got put to the side for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a 6-month project.
Which was so fun. That actually made it really.
It was, yeah.
Really cool and really fun. Well.
Yeah. But so Legos aren't just good for kids. You should also play with Legos.
Yes. And if you would like recommendations from myself or Logan, please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, which you can type Chronicles of Narnia into Facebook and find us there. We would love that. And then also, we will be posting pictures of our Lego
sets.
We? Yeah, or I will be posting pictures of our Lego sets and also some cool pictures of my nanny kids projects on my Instagram account, which is Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
So follow us on all those things. That would be wonderful. And we end each episode mm-hmm. with a fun little story. And this week's slightly racier than they have been, but it was a very funny moment that I remember to this day. So the nanny kid that I was with was 4 at the time, and we were going upstairs to have some quiet time, like nap time. He was transitioning out of nap time, and he just fell over. And I was like,
as kids often do.
Yeah, you know, they do just randomly fall, and
gravity just tests them sometimes.
It does. Like he didn't trip or anything. Yep. It just fell down. Yeah.
I've looked at a kid and seen it happen, just being like, what happened there?
And you see it on their face. They're surprised.
I forgot to stand for a second.
And so I, you know, so as not to scare them, because I feel like as soon as you are like, oh my God, are you okay? Then they get scared. I was like, oh no, what happened? And this child responded, my penis was too heavy. Which I was like, okay, well, that we clearly need to go to the bathroom, but before quiet time.
That line every guy uses.
my penis was too heavy. Yeah, just.
But off of the falling down and being like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. that thing. This isn't something I was part of. My mom used to work at a school, and they had a kid there who he had the disorder where they can't feel pain.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't feel pain at all. And she said anytime he would fall down, like, she would forget, you know, because every other kid falls down.
Right.
And she would kind of be like, oh, my God, are you okay? That looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
And she would say it to that kid. He would fall and, like, cut his knee open. And she'd be like, oh, are you okay? And he'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. What?
Right.
Like, he would really, like, brush her off. Because he's just like, yeah, no, that. Why do people get upset about this? Like,
yeah.
Like, he didn't even have the concept of like, being
pain,
worried
right.
about him falling. I mean, yeah, because he didn't have the concept of pain. But also the concept of being like, ooh, hey, like, he, you know,
right.
of cringing.
How fascinating.
Right?
I remember the House episode about that, but I've never met someone
yeah.
in real life. That's cool that your mom got to work with a kid like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Logan.
Of course. It was great to come back. By popular demand, we got your letters.
We did.
Everyone said, more Logan, more Logan.
It's actually kind of true. Some people did say that.
Oh, hey, good.
Well,
this is for you, three people.
And it was wonderful
who
to
I'm
have
probably
you
probably related to.
No, you're not.
It was great. It was great to do the show again.
And thank you guys for listening. Have a great week.
Bye bye.
The Chronicles of Nanny is produced by Martha Reddick and Logan Nielsen. Artwork and logo by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.